It's becoming tougher for the Army to find new soldiers. Today, Army Secretary Francis Harvey said the service expects to miss its recruiting goals this month and next. Last week, the Army raised the maximum age for recruits to the Reserve and National Guard. The cap used to be 35, now it's been lifted to 39. The Army says it's an experiment that it will try for 3 years. NPR's John McChesney has the story.
Maintaining the all-volunteer military during a shooting war is proving to be difficult. The Army Reserve missed its recruiting target for the first 5 months of this fiscal year by 10%, and the National Guard was off by nearly 25%. The Guard and the Reserve account for close to half the troops in Iraq now. The Army says the move to increase the maximum age to 39 will grow the pool of those eligible to serve by 22 million people. David Siegel teaches military sociology at the University of Maryland. He says he doesn't think it's a bad idea for staffing the traditional duties of the National Guard, like crowd control and disaster relief, but he's not convinced it will help the present crisis.
I think that making the change at this point, because they're having trouble recruiting for the Guard and Reserve during Operation Iraqi Freedom, is essentially doing the right thing for the wrong reasons. And I don't think it's going to have very much effect. I just can't believe that there are a lot of people in the age range of 35 to 39 who are beating down the doors to get into the reserve components to go to Iraq.
If they haven't done it by that age, why the hell are you going to do it in the first place?
David McGinnis agrees that the older pool is not very deep. McGinnis is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, where he researches military manpower issues. McGinnis says he got out of the military at age 45 because he found he couldn't keep up with the younger troops. McGinnis is a 39-year-old recruit, will face similar problems.
It's going to be tough for him to serve 10 years or say to 10 years down in the unit, performing what normal soldiers perform, functions, physically. He's not going to be able to keep up. It's that simple.
And that might make it hard to serve out the 20 years required for retirement. This new age limit is only for new recruits. The Guard and Reserve already have people well over this age limit, but they have come in after they've served on active duty. Now, the Guard is experiencing a sharp drop in the number of people coming over from active service. Lawrence Korb, a former Assistant Secretary of Defense in charge of manpower in the Reagan administration, says the Army needs to take some of the load off the Guard and Reserve by growing its active force. And the only way to do that, short of a draft, he says, is to go after a higher percentage of recruits who haven't graduated from high school.
I think you also have to get rid of this absurd don't ask, don't tell policy. And so you wouldn't be throwing out many gay and lesbians who have very, very critical skills. I think you need to drop this foolish artificial line between combat and non-combat in Army divisions for women.
Korb says that would allow the use of more women in the active force. But even with relaxed standards, the active Army might have problems. In February, the Army missed its monthly recruiting goal by 27%, the first time it has fallen short for any month since May of 2000. And it forecasts that it will fall short in March and April as well. John McChesney, NPR News.